Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Eric and today's episode is going to be focused on recent events in Paris and an in-depth look at what exactly is happening. Without further ado, let's get into it. So, the President of France, Macron, is facing serious challenges in opposition after his change to the pension system, which has upset many. Macron has raised the minimum age from 62 to 64 and encouraged an increase in the number of years that one would require to get an actual full pension. This pension reform is unfair to workers, especially lower income earners, and strikes have broken out in France's trade unions organising strike days. Now, is it just the extremists who criticise this? Well, no, because figures from polls show two-thirds of the French public oppose and dislike this controversial change. So, what has been the government's response? Well, France has emphasised that the reform was crucial in preventing the pension system from falling to deficit as the country has the lowest qualifying age for a pension in Europe. More than hundreds of thousands of people have engaged in demonstrations, and numerous conflicts and clashes have broken out between protesters and police. The most severely affected cities are Lyon and Paris. In the capital, protesters briefly set fire to a bistro that President Macron really liked, and many shops were looted and bank windows smashed in Lyon. In addition, protesters also set bins alight and threw projectiles at officers. The protests have gone on for nearly 3 months, and trade unions have encouraged people to keep demanding protesting for the change to be reverted. However, this has been to no avail, as the government has still refused to scrap the pension plans. The country's Constitutional Council will be making a decision and evaluating the government's plans. There will be a decision made on the 14th of April, and many are keen to know. What's interesting is that protests across France are not just happening because of the pensions. Recently, around 180 young migrants have literally taken over a disused building in Paris as protestation against the inhumane treatment towards minor migrants with no guardian. This protest happened as many youngsters have been sleeping in the streets of Paris, and many recount their tales filled with hardships like freezing temperatures and malnutrition. So, why were these people sleeping on the streets actually? Well, it's actually very interesting because the authorities rejected them as minors. Because minors in France are entitled to shelter and support services, but if you're deprived of this status, well, you're not going to be having any assistance like them. Okay, moving on. It's actually not just a government under fire, and there are many more chaotic events going on in France. A French priest has just received death threats from a pole dance which was held in his church. The local news had called the pole dance sexy, and obviously the public was outraged, more so the priest for allowing that to happen at a sacred place. The death threats came from two anonymous letters, and the police were alerted of this. Funnily enough, two more performances with elements of pole dancing are still scheduled at the same church at later dates. So, that's it for today's episode. Stay tuned and see you next time.